We're bombarded by guidelines from the Department of Health, from the National Service Framework, from the National Institutes of Clinical Excellence. We have guidelines from the Royal College of Physicians, the Royal College of General Practitioners, and of course we have guidelines from Diabetes UK. There are European guidelines, American Diabetes Association guidelines, and their International Diabetes Federation guidelines. It is an impossible lot of guidelines, and it is all the great and the good writing down what we should be doing. But the trouble is that although they're useful for providing sort of basic structure of care, they do tend to stifle innovation and tend to be a bit out of date. One of the first ones that came out was the St. Vincent's Declaration. And that's useful. It gave general targets rather than specific targets, but because that has been developed into much more specific targets ever since then.